Hello there, and welcome to Podcaster Plus, the podcast offering tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast. You can find all the episodes at podcasterplus.com/show. Today, we're tackling another hot topic. It's both technical and transformative, the role of search engines in your podcast success, and the actionable steps that you can take to improve your discoverability. As always, I'm going to chunk the episode into different sections, and today we've got four sections and a conclusion at the end. The first section, why search engines matter for podcasts. Let's start with the basics. When we talk about search engines, most people think of Google, Bing, Yahoo, perhaps a few others. But in the podcasting world, search engines also include the search bars with listening apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. These platforms act as their own search engines, indexing millions of shows and episodes. Why does this matter? Because discoverability is the lifeblood of podcast growth. According to recent data, around 30% of listeners find new shows through search results, and 40% of podcast fans use their app's directory to discover content. If your podcast isn't optimized for these search engines, you're missing out on a significant proportion of potential new listeners. Moreover, Google now indexes podcasts in its search results, meaning your episodes can appear alongside blogs and news articles when somebody searches for a relevant topic. This opens up your show to a much wider audience beyond those browsing podcast apps. So, section two, how search engines index podcasts. So how do search engines actually find and rank your podcast? It all comes down to something called metadata. When you upload your podcast to a hosting platform, it generates an RSS feed containing essential details. Your show's title, episode titles, descriptions, author name, keywords, categories, and more. Search engines and podcast directories scan this metadata to understand what your show is about. However, they're much better at reading text than listening to audio. That's why optimizing your text-based elements is crucial. Additionally, providing transcripts of your episodes gives search engines even more content to index, further boosting your visibility. Each platform has its own ranking algorithm. For example, Apple Podcasts prioritize metadata and reviews, while Spotify emphasizes keyword-rich descriptions and engagement. Google, on the other hand, looks at your RSS feed, web content, and user engagement. Section 3, then. Actionable steps to improve your podcast's SEO. Now, let's get practical. Here are the most effective strategies to enhance your podcast's discoverability through search engines. Firstly, optimize your podcast name and episodes. Use clear descriptive titles that include relevant keywords. Avoid vague or overly clever names that don't communicate your content. For example, instead of Episode 5, Special Guest, why not try Episode 5, How to Boost Productivity with Expert Jane Doe? Craft compelling descriptions. Write detailed show and episode descriptions that naturally incorporate keywords. Explain what listeners will gain from each episode. Update your descriptions if you notice certain keywords are trending or if you want to target new topics. Leverage keyword research. Use tools like Google's Keyword Planner or Ahrefs to find what your target audience is searching for. Integrate these keywords into your titles, descriptions, and even into your show notes. Provide transcripts. Offer full transcripts for each episode. This not only improves accessibility, but also gives search engines more text to index, increasing your chances of ranking for relevant searches. Create a dedicated podcast website. Host your episode show notes and transcripts on your own website. This allows you to control your SEO, attract backlinks, and provide a central hub for your audience. Get listed in multiple directories. Don't forget to submit your podcast to all the major directories, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the others. Each directory has its own unique audience and ranking factors, so maximize your reach by being everywhere your listeners might search. Encourage ratings and reviews. Ask your listeners to provide reviews and ratings, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. More positive reviews can boost your ranking within these platforms, making your show more discoverable. Promote on social media and repurpose content. Share episodes across your social channels and encourage guests to do the same. Repurpose episodes into blog posts or short video clips to reach new audiences and improve SEO. Okay, section four, Measuring your SEO success. It's important to track your progress. Key metrics might include downloads and streams, subscriber count, search engine ranking for target keywords, user reviews and ratings, website traffic from podcast-related content. There are tools like Chartable or PodTrack which help monitor these metrics and adjust your strategy as needed. Okay, the last section is our final thoughts. To sum up, search engines, both within podcast apps and on the broader web, play a pivotal role in your podcast success. By optimizing your metadata, leveraging keywords, providing transcripts, and actively promoting your show, you can significantly increase your discoverability and grow your audience. Remember, great content is essential, but it's only effective if people can find it. Make SEO a core part of your podcasting strategy, and you'll be well on your way to long-term success. So there you go. That's what I've got for you this time around. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Podcaster Plus podcast. Remember to check out the show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode at podcasterplus.com/show. And we will see you next time for some more tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast.